They tend to be prohibitionists against alcohol and pushing a sort of a very firm moral standards. The liturgical groups, Catholics, German Lutherans, more of a focus on going through the religious ceremonies, experience going through Mass, much less of a focus on sort of individuality in that sense, much less focus on what were at the sometimes called moral issues of alcohol drinking. And actually, alcohol is really key here, especially for the German groups. Very, very important issue. The Republicans at this time were the party of prohibition, pushing it very hard, and that's something that pushed tended to push the Democrats into the Germans into the Democratic group. It's interesting, Episcopalians, often associated as the religion of the upper crust, of the elite, but it's definitely in the liturgical camp here, and the Episcopalians pretty much split. Then we start going down to Methodists, Baptists, Swedish Lutherans, and Norwegian Lutherans are actually a little bit more Republican. You can see Methodists 75% Republican, Baptists 80, Swedish Lutherans 85, Norwegian Lutherans up to 90, and Quakers at 95%. How do you think that would be today with a group like the Society of Friends, the Quakers? I don't think you're going to find many Republican voting Quakers. And again, actually, a lot of these have switched. We'll look at this later on. Areas heavily settled by Swedish and Norwegian Lutherans today, at least in some states, tend to be more Democratic voting areas. So many, many issues. We've seen these very, very interesting reversals.